Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening with children around ages 6 and 7. They're suddenly very concerned about what's fair. Does this sound familiar? Your child might be saying things like, "That's not fair," or "Why does she get more than me?" or "But he didn't follow the rules." And you might be wondering, is this normal? Should I be worried that my child doesn't seem to care about bigger social issues? Let me tell you something wonderful. What you're witnessing is one of the most important developmental milestones in your child's life. Your 6 or 7 year old is developing their moral compass right now, and it's absolutely beautiful to watch. The magic book has taught me so much about this special time, and I want to share what I've learned with you. Because understanding what's happening in your child's mind and heart right now will help you nurture this emerging sense of justice and fairness in the most loving way possible. First, let's talk about what's actually happening in your child's brain. Research from Harvard University shows that children ages 6 and 7 are in a critical developmental window. They're transitioning from thinking about fairness in very simple terms, like everyone should get the same, to understanding something much more sophisticated called equity. That means they're starting to grasp that people should receive what they deserve based on their actions and needs. This is huge. Your child is literally rewiring their brain to understand moral reasoning. They're beginning to focus on deservingness and merit when they make judgments about what's fair. And here's what makes this even more special. Developmental psychologists have discovered that children at this age genuinely want to make things right when they see unfairness. They have the social cognitive abilities to think about just treatment of others, and they truly desire to fix inequalities they perceive. Now, I know it might not always feel that way. You might be thinking, but Inara, my child seems obsessed with whether they got a fair share, not about bigger social justice issues. And that's completely normal and developmentally appropriate. Your child is learning to understand fairness by starting with what they can see and experience directly. Their own experiences with sharing, taking turns, and following rules are the training ground for developing broader social consciousness. The magic book showed me something that changed how I see this. When your child argues about fairness at home, when they notice that someone didn't get their turn, when they protest that the rules weren't followed, they're not being difficult. They're practicing moral reasoning. They're building the neural pathways that will eventually help them recognize and stand up against injustice in the wider world. Research from the University of Maryland and the University of Exeter confirms this beautifully. Children ages 6 and 7 are becoming increasingly aware of social inequalities. They can recognize when treatment is unfair based on group membership. And here's what's truly wonderful. When children this age participate in conversations about fairness and exclusion, they become more likely to view social exclusion as wrong and to assign positive traits to people from different backgrounds. So what does this mean for you as a parent? It means this is a window of opportunity. This is the perfect time to nurture empathy, perspective taking, and moral courage through your everyday conversations and by modeling inclusive behavior. Let me share some gentle ways you can support your child's developing sense of justice. First, validate their concerns about fairness. When your child says, "That's not fair," resist the urge to dismiss it. Instead, say something like, "You're noticing that didn't feel equal. Tell me more about what you're thinking." This shows them that their moral observations matter. Second, help them expand their circle of concern. When you see opportunities, gently point out fairness in the wider world. You might say, "I noticed that playground has ramps so children who use wheelchairs can play too. That's fairness in action." Or, "Our neighbor brings groceries to the elderly couple down the street. That's caring about making sure everyone has what they need." Third, read stories together that explore themes of justice, kindness, and standing up for what's right. And this is where I want to tell you about a story that the magic book and I think is absolutely perfect for this developmental stage. It's called The Marble Voices of Ancient Athens, and it's a story about Lucas and Ella discovering something magical. They learn that ancient marble columns glow and echo with voices when children speak up for fairness. The story beautifully demonstrates how small actions create positive change and how children's voices matter in creating a just world. What I love about this story is how it connects historical democracy to present-day moral courage. It shows children that speaking up for fairness isn't just important, it's powerful. When Lucas and Ella realize that the marble columns echo with voices of children throughout history who spoke up for fairness, they learn that their own voices and actions matter in creating a more just world. After you read this story together, try asking your child, "When have you seen something that wasn't fair? What did you do, or what could you do?" This helps them connect the story's message to their own experiences and empowers them to be agents of positive change. The research is so clear on this. Cross-group friendships are one of the most powerful factors in reducing prejudice and promoting fairness awareness in elementary-age children. So encourage your child to build friendships with children from different backgrounds. Celebrate diversity in your home. Talk about how people can be different and still deserve equal respect and kindness. And here's something else the magic book taught me. Children this age are moving from a focus on avoiding punishment to understanding mutual respect and social cooperation. They're beginning to internalize social rules, not because they're afraid of consequences, but because they're starting to understand that rules exist to maintain social order and fairness for everyone. This is the foundation of moral development. Your child is learning that fairness isn't just about them getting their share. It's about everyone being treated with dignity and respect. And you get to be their guide through this beautiful transformation. I want you to know something important. If your child seems obsessed with fairness right now, that's not a problem. That's their brain doing exactly what it's supposed to do. They're forming their understanding of justice and social responsibility. And your patient, loving guidance during this period is shaping values that will stay with them throughout their entire life. The magic book reminds me that every child develops at their own pace. Some six-year-olds are already thinking about complex social issues, while others are still focused on fairness in their immediate world. Both are perfectly normal. What matters is that you're creating an environment where questions about fairness are welcomed, where kindness is modeled, and where your child feels safe exploring these big ideas. So the next time your child protests that something isn't fair, take a deep breath and smile. You're witnessing moral development in action. You're watching your child's heart grow to include not just themselves, but others too. And that, my wonderful friend, is one of the most beautiful things about parenting. The Book of Inara has many stories that explore themes of fairness, kindness, and justice in age-appropriate ways. Stories like the marble voices of ancient Athens are designed to spark conversations and nurture your child's emerging moral compass. You can find them all in our app, ready to share with your little one. Thank you for being here today, and thank you for caring so deeply about your child's development. You're doing something truly important by nurturing their sense of justice and fairness. The world needs more children who grow up understanding that everyone deserves to be treated with kindness and respect. And you're raising one of them, with love and starlight, Inara. Until our next adventure together,